Chapter 4. The next day was a Sunday. The church bells rang and everybody went to church. The adults went inside the main church, and the children went to Sunday school, in the room at the side. It was very busy in Hamelin that morning, as all the people came out of their houses. They were wearing the best clothes they had. These clothes are known as your Sunday best. "Good morning," they said to each other. "What a beautiful day." "Yes, indeed," was the reply. "Isn't it nice with all the rats gone?" Everyone agreed. It was much nicer with all the rats gone. Only the little girl who had lost her pet rat was sad. The man who had a rat living in his best hat was especially happy. He proudly put the hat on his head and smiled at everybody. The bells rang and everyone went into the church. Hamelin town was still and quiet. And this was when the Pied Piper returned. The piper walked into the town and looked around. He seemed a bit sad. He was feeling guilty. He had a good plan, but it was not a nice plan. He did not want to do a bad thing, but he must punish the people of Hamelin. With a sigh, he took out his pipe and began to play. It was a lovely tune, and he played it very well, but no rats came out this time. No, the piper wasn't playing for the rats. He was playing for something else. Inside the church, the adults were singing. They could not hear the piper's music. It wasn't for them. Inside the Sunday school, the children stopped what they were doing. They could hear the most wonderful music.
"Listen," said a child. "Can you hear something?"
The children got up from their books to look out of the window. They couldn't help it. The music was enchanting. The teacher was an old lady. She was a bit deaf. She couldn't hear very well. She didn't understand what the children were doing. She thought they were being naughty.
"Come back and sit down," she said.
But the children didn't listen to her. They only listened to the music. One by one, the children went outside and saw the piper. He smiled at them. The children came closer. So many children. They all came out to listen to the piper's music. The piper began to dance, and the excited children watched him. They laughed and clapped. Then they started dancing too. Then the piper began to skip. He skipped away from the church, and the children followed him. They did not want to miss the music. The piper led the children further and further away. They reached the edge of town, and yet still the piper danced and played, and the children followed him. One of the children had a bad leg, and he couldn't walk very fast. "Slow down," he cried. "I can't keep up." But the piper did not see this child. He was busy at the front, dancing and skipping across the fields. And the other children were close behind, dancing and skipping as they followed his music with happiness and joy. The piper led the children through the trees and around the hill. And still they danced and followed his music, all except for the boy with a bad leg.
"Please," cried the boy, "don't leave me."
But it was too late. The piper and the other children were too far ahead. The boy stopped because he was too tired. He could only watch as the other children danced and skipped further and further away. Later that day, the adults found him there. He was waiting. He hoped that the other children would come back for him.
"Where have all our children gone?"
cried the people of Hamelin. They were so upset they couldn't think or speak. They wanted to pay the piper now, but it was too late. They would never see their children again.